Welcome to the Project You podcast, where each week you will find topics, tools, and tips that will help you bridge the gap between the life you are living and the life you are dreaming about. If you are ready to take control and unleash all that is possible in your life, you are in the right place. And now, your host, Certified Life Coach, Timitria McVeigh.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the Project You podcast, where we're unleashing the possibilities of your life. Today, I want to talk to you about your mindset and how your thoughts are optional, and how being intentional about how you're thinking and what you're thinking puts you in control of your life. So this is episode 4, How Your Mindset Affects Your Life. And I'm actually going to break this discussion on mindset into 2 episodes. In this episode, we'll be talking about how your mindset affects your day-to-day life. And in the next episode, we'll explore how being aware of and intentional with your thoughts can shift your outcomes and results in life. So today, I'm going to be sharing some information, and I'm going to ask you to do some work this week between podcasts to just kind of examine your thoughts and become aware of them. And I'm not here to change your thoughts and your opinions on the world. I'm just here to show you how your mindset and attitude affect your life. So let's start with some definitions. The definition of mindset is a fixed attitude, disposition, or mood, an intention or inclination. A disposition is defined as a state of mind regarding something. Intention is defined as purpose or attitude towards one's actions. Inclination is a tendency towards a certain condition. An attitude is defined as a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So your mindset is reflected in your behavior. It guides what you do. Your mindset, your general way of thinking or feeling about things, affects your actions and your behaviors. It affects how you live your life, how you interact with others, how you approach tasks, and how you function day to day. And you may be thinking that it's all the things going on in the world that affect how you feel and what you do. You may think your environment, your family, neighbors, coworkers, boss, media, traffic, etc. You may think those things make your life easy or hard or affect how you feel. But I'm here to tell you that it's your thoughts about your environment, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, your boss, the media, traffic, etc., that affect how you feel about those things and how you show up in the world. And I'll get back to that in just a bit. But the reason that it's so important to understand that our thoughts affect our actions and lives is because research shows that the average person has around 6,200 thoughts a day. And that stat comes from a team of psychology experts at Queen's University in Canada, where they developed a new way to detect when one thought ends and another one begins. They call it a thought worm. And they found that when a person moves on to a new thought worm can be detected. In the research, they observed people watching movies, and they noticed that a new thought worm emerged right as a new event did while these people were watching movies. So thinking about that, every time you encounter something new, someone different, or start a new task, you have a new thought about it. For example, you're walking through the grocery store and apples are the next thing on your list. You think, I need to get apples, and you go towards the apples and there's a lady in her cart in front of the apples. You may think she's in my way, she needs to hurry up, and those are just thoughts. What I want you to understand is that the apples, the lady, and her cart are just neutral circumstances, and it's what you think about the apples, the lady, and her cart that create your feelings. If you think she's in your way and her cart's in the middle of the aisle, you may get irritated. If you think she looks healthy and fit and she's buying apples, you may feel proud about your decision to get apples instead of ice cream. In that moment, you're probably not aware that it's your thinking that makes you feel irritated or proud. You think it's the lady and her cart in front of the apples making you feel that way. But you have a choice in how you think about it. Because consider this, if you're irritated and you move on to the butcher and there's a man trying to decide between New York strip and ribeye, you may think, now here's this idiot holding me up, and it spirals from there. And by the time you get to the checkout line, you're really chapped and irritated and you think the store's a madhouse and it's really just people buying apples and steaks. What I want you to see is it's just people at the store buying groceries, and it's how you think about the people and the experience that determines your feelings, not what's going on in the store. And that's important because if you leave there thinking it's a madhouse, the next time you pull up to the grocery store, you're likely to remember that experience and you're going to go in with that thought, it's going to be a madhouse in here. And guess what you're going to find? A madhouse. And you can't control what you're going to find at the store, but you can control how you think about it. So if you go into the grocery store and you find that it's more crowded than normal, you can think that I'm shopping. There are more people here on a Saturday than there are on Monday morning. And I will concentrate on getting my groceries as quickly as possible and get out. And the experience will be fine. You get to decide how you think about what you encounter. And this translates to other areas of your life as well. If you wake up on Monday dreading the fact that you have to go to work and already looking forward to Friday, you may feel miserable going into work. But if you wake up on Monday thinking you have a job to go to and you're happy that you get to pay your bills, you may feel appreciative. If your mother-in-law calls on a regular basis and you think she's butting into your business, you may feel irritated. But if she calls on a regular basis and you think she cares about us and she's keeping in touch, you may feel connected to her. So it's all in how you think about the situation at hand, and you have the power to decide how you want to think about each situation. What I want to show you today is that you have a choice in what you think. Your way of thinking, your mindset, determines how you move through life, and there's real power there. So we're going to look at the types of thoughts that make up your mindset and how they affect your life. Carol Dweck wrote a book on mindset. It's actually called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. And in it, she identified two types of mindset. She identified a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Fixed mindset people believe that intelligence and talent and capability are things that you're born with and that don't change, that you can't change. They avoid challenges and give up easily. They want to look smart, and they don't take feedback or criticism very well. Growth mindset people believe that you can learn and adapt, and you can strive to change and do better. They don't mind failure. They embrace a challenge. They accept criticism, and they have a desire to learn. And when I work with clients, I frame it as a closed or limited mindset or an open or expansive mindset. Closed mindset people are the why try, that's just the way it is, why do things have to change, I don't need to challenge myself, I'm too old, I don't want to fail, this is never going to work people. The open mindset people are looking for what's possible. Failure can be part of the process because they're open to learning and growing. They're willing to try until they figure it out. They find contentment in the process and not just the end goal. I think it goes beyond a glass half empty, half full type of thing. I think with closed mindset people, it's more of, I've been given this glass and I had no say-so as to what was in it. And with open mindset people, it's, here's a glass, I can drink what's in it. If I don't want or need what's in it, I can pour it out and fill it up with what I want, or I can drink it and fill it up again. A closed mindset puts you at the effect of life. Things happen to you. People make you feel. You have to. You have no choices or say so in life, or you think you have limited choices or say so in life. You're swept up in the cycle of life. The traffic made you late. Your coworkers drive you crazy. You have excuses and reasons that you can easily and readily point to as to why you haven't achieved the goals you set out to achieve or why you don't have what you say you want in life. You don't believe that you have the ability to make things happen. You think someone or something else is in charge of what you have and where you are in your life. And you have stories as to why things are not possible for you. All of this shows up in your life as excuses, justification, complaining, and procrastination. So excuses and justifications sound like this. I don't know how to do that. I don't have the money. I'm so busy. My kids, my husband, my boss. I'm too old. I don't have experience. I'm not organized. I don't even know where to start. Complaining sounds like nothing good ever happens to me, or stuff always happens to me. It's always something. I never catch a break. Procrastination sounds like I'll do blank when I lose the weight, when the kids are out of the house, when I have more money, when things have settled down. That's a big one. When I find the time. Have you ever stopped and questioned these thoughts? Have you ever asked, what if I can think about and feel about things differently? Because you can. Because people with expansive mindsets do. They figure it out. They find a way. They have the tenacity of a 3-year-old at the grocery store asking for something they want. Can I have it? Please, please, I want that. Can I have that? Please. And when that 3-year-old has heard the 78th no, what's their next question? Why? And how many times are they willing to ask that? A lot. So now, as an adult with more resources and options at your disposal, why do you still tell yourself no or put limits on yourself? Because it's easy. You don't risk ridicule. You don't risk failure. You don't have to be uncomfortable doing something you've never done before. But what I'd offer is someone with an expansive mindset is willing to take those risks, and they're willing to experience the emotions and feelings that come with those risks. Because one, it's just a feeling. And in a podcast down the road, we'll be talking about feelings. And two, your goal is worth it. If someone with an expansive mindset tries something and they fail at it, they don't make it mean that they're a loser and nothing will ever go right for them again. They don't make it mean that the whole world is judging them. It just means they have to try a different technique. They've eliminated an obstacle and they're one step closer to their goal. People with a closed mindset have a story about what other people are thinking and what their failure means, and that's all it is. It's just a story in their head. An open or expansive mindset requires that you have a forward focus. You can't look at what you've done in the past to create your future. Using evidence of what you've created in the past will only get you more of what you've done before. If you want something new, you have to try something new. You have to try a new way or make adjustments to the way that you're doing things. You have to be willing to risk failure. Thinking of what you've tried in the past won't help you. Asking good questions that move you forward will help you. What if? How can I? What if there's a different way? And I have a story about a time where I had to ask myself, what if I could do this? I had a house that had 2.5 bathrooms, and one of the toilets started to run. That continuous running that you know is just wasting water and it's irritating. So I had a friend come over and fix it, and it took him about 20 minutes or so. And of course, because they were all installed at the same time, not long after that, the other two started to run. So I thought about it, and I thought, he did that pretty quickly. I wonder if that's something I could do. So I went to YouTube and I watched several videos on how to change. I think it's called a flapper in the toilet. And then I went to Home Depot and I found somebody in an orange apron and I asked them to help me and I made sure I had the right parts. And I went back home and I put the laptop in a safe place so it wouldn't fall anywhere unfortunate. And I hit the video, got the first step down, turned it off, took that step, hit the video again, got the second step down, turned it off, did that step. And I did it. I fixed the toilet and I installed a slow closing lid. And I was able to do that because I didn't stop at the thought, I've never done that before. I had the thought, I wonder if this is something I could do myself. And you may be thinking, I can't just change my thoughts and ta-da, I can do great things. But I'm here to tell you that yes, that is absolutely where it starts. You start to become aware of your current thoughts and work on thinking new thoughts on purpose. And there could be some middle ground. You may not be a closed or limited mindset person, but you may not be aware of the fact that you can shift your thoughts to get different results in your life. Think about your mindset as you getting to be the captain of your ship. You have to be open to what is possible, and then you have to be willing to be uncomfortable while you try and willing to fail a few times. It's a process, and it'll take time and effort to first start to recognize your thoughts, then change your thoughts, and then change your actions. But that's how transformation happens. The difference is being swept up by the tide of life or determining where you're going in life. So, that's where we're going to stop today. I really would encourage you to take this week and just notice the thoughts that you have running on repeat in your brain. Are they closed or limited thoughts, or are they open, expansive thoughts? And just notice them. Don't beat yourself up about them. Just notice the thoughts that come up. And next week, we'll talk about how you can begin to change those thoughts if that's something you want to do. So until next week. If you're ready to take on the most important project of your life, subscribe to the podcast now so you never miss an episode. Follow the link in the show notes or go to CoachTemetria.com. That's Coach, TEMETRIA.com to download the free Project You mini course and unleash all that is possible in your life.